The Red River Farm Network Parade of Champions, celebrating 4-H and FFA across the region. This effort sponsored in part by the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, NDFB, and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Joining us is Lindsay Schmitz from Oaks, North Dakota. Tell us about yourself and your involvement in FFA.
I live in a small town here in Oaks. I show sheep, pigs, cattle, and goats. I like to spend most of my summer doing that as I get to be involved with my friends, along with showing some good livestock and meeting new
people. What have you learned from showing livestock at the fair?
Probably all the hard work and dedication that goes into it, knowing that it's kind of up to me to take care of them as if I was their parent. I guess they wouldn't survive. It's pretty fun knowing that no matter what, I'm always there for them if they need me.
What project animals do you have?
So I have 6 lambs on feed, 2 ewe lambs, and 4 wethers. I have a wether and a doe for a goat, 2 heifers, 1 steer, and we normally have 17 pigs in the barn.
Not a lot of county fairs, and the state fair this year makes it a very unusual time. What were you looking forward to this year?
Yeah, I've actually been to probably more livestock shows this summer than I normally do, just for the bean shows. I like to tend to go to them not knowing what the outcome is with COVID, if they shut down or what they mandate for rules. Some shows require masks, none that I've been at, but there's a lot of guidelines to keeping your distance. And normally when you are at a show, when you are selected champion or win your class, you normally go and shake the judge's hand. And a lot of times they don't allow that anymore, just to keep the distance. And one of my last years in showing the animals, so I guess to give it my all and see where that takes me.
What are your future plans?
So my future plan is to be a dental assistant and hygienist. So with that job, you work mostly during the week, and then I'd have the weekends to go to shows and things like that.
As you near the end of your FFA career, what advice do you have for younger members?
Work as hard as you can and meet some new friends, and thank your family members for allowing you to do it and buying you the animals.
This salute to our next generation is sponsored in part by Associated Milk Producers Incorporated, Minnesota Corn Growers Association, and the Minnesota Farmers Union.